This is St. Louis Public Radio. Communities along the lower Merrimack River have had to recover from two major floods in less than 18 months, the first in December 2015, the second in May of this year. Some residents, like retired Eureka High School teacher Sharon Wasson, worry about dealing with future flooding. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chan caught up with her to see how she's managed in the last 2 months.
Sharon, last time I talked to you, you had a lot of blower fans going in the basement. You were trying to keep the sewer water at bay. And now it's been a couple months since the flood. So are things back to normal?
Well, things aren't quite back to normal yet. I just had a floor put in, which our wonderful neighbor up the street does all wood flooring, and he offered a discount for the people in the neighborhood that were affected. You know, mentally, when it rains for 3 days or more, everybody in our neighborhood has anxiety because it's probably going to happen again, as much as I hate to say that. But we've had several town meetings, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to be done about it. But
tell me more about what you've been able to recover in your house. What have you been able to save?
Well, we saved all the furniture thanks to the Eureka football boys and wrestling boys. They came by and lifted everything up before this flood happened. But to be honest with you, this was a way worse flood. We fought it nonstop for 4 days, nonstop. I mean, around the clock. Had we not, it would have been higher than the last one. But the preparation for this flood was far superior to the last one. So,
how much has it cost you to deal with these two floods?
Well, the first one was right around between $25,000 and $26,000. This one has been about $10,000. Still, there are things that you don't know, like my furnace has been acting weird, so who knows if that was impacted. You know, the water heater's down there. I'm just kind of praying none of those things go wacky.
So do you feel like officials have been more or less helpful this time around?
To be honest with you, the officials were way more helpful the first time. I will never do anything to knock this town, but I would love to see them do just a little more for our neighborhood, because this time I felt like the downtown area was more of a concern, which I completely understand. I want this neighborhood to get some attention because, you know, we cannot keep doing this. We're not in a flood zone. I'm up on a hill here. You know, we have so many theories as to why the water comes up here, and the Army Corps of Engineers are the only ones that are going to be able to understand, you know, and obviously we're not a huge priority is what I'm trying to say.
You said that you would never go through another flood, but at the same time, you know, you're really close with your neighbors, and it seems like you don't want to lose that sense of community at all. Do you see yourself staying in Eureka in the long term?
Yes. I always tell people the only way I'll leave this house is horizontal on a gurney. So I won't leave. And people say to me, why don't you move? Well, first of all, who's going to buy any of our houses with a two-time flood? It's just not going to happen. And number two, I love my house. I've put a lot of work into it, and I love my neighbors. But that being said, if it happens one more time, I just don't think I can deal with this again. You know, I mean, adversity is something that makes you stronger, but I've had a lot of adversity in my life, and I really, at my age, prefer not to have any more that's, you know, life-changing. And floods are life-changing. I don't know what I'll do, to be honest with you. I mean, it sounds like it's a roundabout question, but I love this house and I want to stay here, but I can't deal with floods anymore. But I'll never leave the town of Eureka. That's a fact.